This developing story is brought to you by me, because I'm recording this. It's also brought to you by Block, because they pay for my salary. If you have any interest in learning how to code online with a mentor, send me an email at hello@briandouglas.me.
Just a reminder, I have a special project I've been working on. It's called mutualfun.io, mutualfun.io. If you need help with code, next steps, check it out, and I could probably assist. mutualfun.io. This Developing Story, episode 26. So I am doing a rebranding effort. Don't know if anybody's noticed, but I've changed my Twitter handle. I've gone from my first and middle name, Brian Lamar, to @BDuggio. Curious to know what people think. If anybody's noticed, I'm sure I did send out a tweet last week. So yeah, you can find me @BDuggio on Twitter. Last night, I threw together some more code to get Hustlin' presentable. So if you check out hustlin.com, you'll see the basics of the app. I've got a minimal design, sort of, in fonts. I do have an image that's not being served up because I'm on my development server. I could not push to production because production needed a new version of Ember. I half updated my Ember, so I'm like an in-between state where my Bower, I guess it's too much inside baseball, but my Bower shows that it's 1.8 or 1.13.8, and I'm trying to get up to 2.0, but yeah, so I didn't have enough time to upgrade Ember. I was watching Space Jam with my son last night, and yeah, that kind of took up all my time. So yeah, Hustlin's up there. You can look at it. It's going to be a little slow because it's on a development server. Also, since I'm pulling my API from Heroku, which is on a free instance, it has to be down for 6 hours a day. So there might be a time where the site doesn't spin up right away. So just keep that in mind, hustlin.com, HUSSLN.com. If you try it out, it might not spin up right away. So you might have to give it like 20 seconds, which is not good for SEO or anything like that, but you know, it's just to get the project out there and live and in front of people. If you have feedback, let me know. I do have, this is like the MVP, so they do have ideas of my next steps. So I'm going to be getting some sort of chat application in it to be able to chat. My goal is to be able to chat about different BART stations, whether or not it's packed or if it's empty or just different statuses about the BART. I'm focusing all about around the BART only because there's already an app out there that does the bus system here in the Bay Area that I already use for that. So I'm not really going to do buses yet because I feel like I would just be copying everything they did. So I think the BART is a lot of opportunity for me to fill that space. And maybe in the next week or two, I'll have it out in public and on Product Hunt or whatever. We'll see. But yeah, check it out. It's very, very simple. It's a one line, tells you if there is an event today. If there isn't, it tells you there is an event today. So I think as of today, there is, looks like I'm getting a 404. Well, I'll fix that before the podcast goes out. But regardless, check out the app. If not, check out the code. I'll have links to code also. Speaking of Heroku, I had an opportunity to go to a Heroku event a few weeks ago, and it was specifically on Node, and man, that was I'm here in the FIDE, so I'm like within the city limits, the skyline, I'm amongst that, walking distance from the BART, which is very nice. I've come to realize how lucky I am to be able to be walking distance from the BART from home and walking distance from the BART from work. Not everybody has that opportunity. A lot of people have to ride bikes uphill and downhill, whatever, to get to work. And I just walk across the street and go to work. And I'm very blessed to have that. I'm very glad I don't work at Heroku. Not because Heroku itself, but just where they are in the city. They are a walking distance, man. I must have walked that mile and a half from work. Probably should have rode the bus. But for whatever reason, whenever I'm in the city and I have to go somewhere else in the city, I prefer to walk. I enjoy walking, and I didn't do much walking at all in Florida when I lived there, primarily because I had a car and I just drove everywhere. So I just enjoy walking. So I'll walk if I ever get the opportunity. And this was a mistake. It was about a mile and a half through the city. And luckily it was in Soma, so it's all flat, so no hills. But yeah, it was just very, very far walk. I also walked the wrong direction at one point, but that's another story. But yeah, it was nice to walk to Heroku to see other companies like Pinterest I saw, and Pivotal Labs, I think, is also over there. And so that was cool to see those buildings. It's kind of interesting to see like the companies that are in the area, the side of Soma that Heroku is. It's almost like at that time, those were maybe about 5 to 6, 7 years ago, those companies were kind of still up and coming. And those are all the companies that are now big now, are now in those areas. And the area where I'm at, there's a lot of more up and coming companies. So it's interesting to see like where different generations of tech companies are kind of bunched together in certain areas. Not sure if that's true for the most part, but from what I've noticed, all the companies kind of cluster into different groups as far as generation-wise. As far as the meetup, I don't think I really enjoyed that meetup. It was probably one of the first meetups that I was actually bored at. Nitty-gritty topics into A/B testing and Node, and the other one was some other stuff, working with Docker and Node, and both topics that I probably never ever use. I guess it's good to know for down the road. I was pretty bored in the event. It's also very interesting, like the amount of security that was there. It was almost awkward, off-putting. I'm not sure if it was a Salesforce thing or Heroku thing, but I had to sign an NDA before I even walked in the door, which is the first since I've been here. Which is almost makes it not worth ever going to another Heroku event in the future. But, you know, that's what it is, I guess. Yeah, so that was Heroku. It was good to experience that. I mean, a company that I've been using since, like, almost day one since I've started doing Rails. I was able to see their space and see what they got to start. Speaking of which, I am almost done with my Instagram clone. I've got maybe a week left. I said that last week, but realistically, I've got a week left. I've just got a few more things. I just implemented taking pictures with the app. Unfortunately, you can't simulate taking pictures and using the camera on the simulator. You have to actually use your phone. So I am now at the point where I might fork over the $100 to become an iOS developer and within the Apple SDK. I guess I do get macOS with that, but regardless, I am probably going to fork that over within the next week or two. Maybe wait till payday, I'm not sure. But so that way I can test out my photo-taking ability on my app. Other than that, I've just got some few other things. I think the last thing I have to do is adding filters, and then I'll have a complete Instagram clone, which I'm looking forward to. So I'll link the code in the show notes if you want to take a look, and if you want to fork that repo, you can actually open up Xcode and play around with it. You will have to log into your Instagram app. That's the way the app works. 100% Instagram clone. It's just a very awesome way to learn how to use APIs in iOS, which is exactly the route I want to go in developing iOS apps, building Rails and Go APIs, and consuming them with an iOS app. Check that out. So I have a tip. It's a blog post that I tweeted out a while ago. It's about how a individual went from nobody to working at Google. I'm not sure I can't remember if he had a computer science degree or not, but regardless, he ended up getting a job at Google, and it gives you 4 steps to be able to do that, and different resources to learn algorithms and data science, which is the main thing that Google is looking for, I guess, when they interview. Check out that blog post, and highly recommend jumping into learning algorithms. That's going to be my next, once I get past this iOS app that I'm working on and I start working on more projects, I'm going to start working into data structures and algorithms. Kind of like my tip on the Bay Area. My tip is not a tip, it's a recommendation. So it's Tenderloin. Tenderloin's a neighborhood within San Francisco, within the city limits. It's predominantly a black and I think a Vietnamese, maybe, or Asian. Let's just say Asian neighborhood. Majority is black. It's one of the few places within the city that still has rent control and Section 8 housing. So it unfortunately has got the most crime within the city limits too. There's like one street, Geary Street, which actually bans parking on the side of the street just because the level of crime and activity that was happening a few years ago. I think back in 2011, they banned parking on the side of the street, which is crazy. I've had the opportunity of walking through the neighborhood twice, actually three times since I've been here. And it's not a pleasant, I guess not really much of a pleasant experience, but I highly recommend anybody who is interested in looking in San Francisco to be familiar with the area. It's a sad state of affairs where I guess the city does not really put much time or effort into the area. So there's a lot of need and help that could be done in that area. It's quite unfortunate, I guess, the situation it is. But yeah, the Tenderloin. It's said that it's called the Tenderloin, for one, because I guess, not sure if it's true. Nobody's really sure if it's true. Back in the early 1900s, it was such a hard area for cops to do their beat in that after their shift was over, they would get enough bonus to buy a steak, which is hence why it's called the Tenderloin. There's other things that the folklore about the Tenderloin that give its name. I thought that was the most interesting. But I'll link to the Wikipedia page where I learned all this from. And I also highly recommend not walking through the Tenderloin at night.